Thank you and good morning. The investigation into the assault that sent David Duane Ganfield to the hospital with major head trauma has moved from an assault investigation to a homicide investigation. Ganfield had been taken to the hospital in Reading for treatment of his head injuries and was in critical condition when he left the county. He died as a result of those injuries in the hospital early Thursday morning, making his death the fifth homicide recorded in Humboldt County since the first of the year. Ganfield was assaulted by an unknown assailant on Tuesday, and he was dropped off at the Mad River Hospital emergency room by an acquaintance late Tuesday night. Detectives were able to locate and interview that acquaintance, although they learned little of value. That person is not considered a suspect. Anyone with information about Ganfield or how he suffered the fatal injuries is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Wednesday afternoon, Eureka police found a nearly unconscious Benaiah Tabatite lying in the front porch of a residence on Booner Street, and he was roused, arrested, and booked into county jail. Tabatite was a suspect in two bank robberies, the first last week at the U.S. Bank in Henderson Center and then Coast Central Credit Union at the Bayshore Mall on Tuesday. Tabatite was searched and officers found a large amount of heroin on his person, and he was booked into county jail. On Thursday afternoon, medical personnel were called to the cell where Tabatite was being held alone. He had hung himself with a bed sheet. Correctional staff cut him down and medical personnel began to administer first aid. An ambulance was dispatched and Tabatite was taken to the hospital, chaperoned by a corrections officer. He remains in critical condition. The Rotary Club of Eureka announced on Thursday that it will distribute $25,000 to three worthy organizations. $19,000 will be donated to Teen Challenge for the purchase of a vehicle to help their programs, which provides free services to men and women who need a safe place to recover from problems with substance abuse or life-controlling issues such as addiction. $5,000 will be donated to the Clark Historical Museum so that it can establish a World War II memorial at the Arcata Eureka Airport. That memorial will feature portraits of local veterans by artist and Honor Flight co-founder Catherine Burleson, along with vintage photographs and a tribute to those veterans who lost their lives in the war. The Boy Scouts are the third group to receive a donation, part of a two-year $10,000 grant to help with water filtration at Camp Riggs Johnson so that the shower facility can be made fully operational. The funds come from a gift given to the Rotary Club in 1996 by the estate of one of its former members, Glendon Sine Smith. A bill to protect employees from wage theft by their employers moves through committee. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Senate Judiciary Committee passed a Senate bill that will crack down on employers who treat their employees unjustly. Senate Bill 588 gives the State Labor Commission additional support to help combat forms of wage theft, such as wage bond requirements and stop work orders. The bill will also hold employers to higher standards of responsibility when it comes to unpaid debts to their employees.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On April 1st, Governor Jerry Brown issued an executive order establishing emergency water restrictions for all California residents. Fewer showers, less washing of cars, and no wasting water in washing down driveways. Even restaurants have been asked to stop offering patrons water unless they ask, as the effort to cut back on water use by 25% continues. Officials in Humboldt County, however, have pointed out that we have a few years of water stored, and that prompted a letter to the State Water Resources Control Board asking for exemptions. Dave Hull with the Humboldt Community Services District said they have asked for some flexibility.
We just sent out another letter that said, okay, why don't you tighten that up just a little bit so that it actually does cut that percent that we have to reduce up here a lot. So we're only at maybe 4% because we have several years of storage on hand.
Whether or not Humboldt County will get a reprieve from the 25% cutbacks mandated by the state won't be known until a meeting next week.
We've had several meetings, all the water agencies around Humboldt Bay here with Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District kind of leading the charge to kind of get the story right, and we all sign on the letter, and so it's off again. We're not going to find out what the state actually implements on this last piece until May 5th or 6th when they actually have a meeting. In the meantime, all of us have done restrictions, and we've put all the stuff into place that the state mandated.
All indications point to the Water Board turning down the local request and the statewide mandate remaining in place. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.